You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
In America, we are witnessing really a struggle and a battle between two sides, between a side that really wants to restore America and wants God to revive America, wants God to send us revival and reformation, to send us another great awakening. And another force who has openly declared war on America and has openly declared that they want to destroy the foundations of this country and overthrow our government system and replace it with socialism. In fact, even Marxism. What is really troubling is that there are people in America whose ancestors had their property and their livelihoods destroyed by socialists who are then now crying out for socialism. It's been said that if we don't learn from the past, that we are destined to repeat it. However, we know that our modern education system has refused to teach people the truth about socialism and is in fact, glorified it rather than telling them about all the people who have died, the millions of people who have died, the millions of people who have had their property confiscated, the millions of people that starved to death because there wasn't any food. We are at a time where we need to turn to God in this nation. My dad preached a sermon last year, entitled America at the Crossroads. We are at the crossroads, and we need revival desperately. We need reformation, and we need another great awakening. We have a generation that has arisen up, just like we talked about last week, from Judges, a generation that has risen up that doesn't know the Lord. We need to turn back to God, and we need to cry out to God and ask for God to reveal himself to us. We do have this promise from that we see in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. This is a promise that was actually a response to a prayer request from King Solomon when the temple was being dedicated. King Solomon said, I know that, Lord, no people can follow you. People can't fully keep your commandments. So when this people forsakes your precepts and follows other gods, yet when they return to you and when they come to this temple and they pray, they humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then hear from heaven and do a work. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 through 14, we see God's response to that prayer request. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. So you notice God saying that he sometimes shuts up heaven. What does that mean? Well, that means that there's no rain. What happens when there's no rain? There's a drought. There's no crops when there's no rain. Or commands the locusts to devour the crops. or sends pestilence among his people. You see, this is something that the Word of God actually tells us, and God warned the children of Israel that if they departed from his precepts, first of all, he says, if you keep my commandments and you keep my precepts, then I will fight for you. One of you will chase 1,000, and just a handful will chase 10,000, and your enemies will fear you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with A Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered for free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page, where you can not only hear the show, but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over almost 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website of fasterpc.com. Click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again. did have one customer that had a question, and the question was that she was asking was whether or not she was asking about how to she was getting a message about that her C++ needed to be updated. So what the C++ is? C++ is actually it's a Microsoft program, and it's used sometimes for other programs. So one of the things that you can typically get those updates through Windows updates if your C++ needs to be updated. I'll switch over to a full screen so that those are watching the video, so that those that are watching the video can actually check that. One of the things that you'll be able to do, though, is you'll be able to click the Start button, go up to Settings, and click on Settings. And then from Settings, you'll be able to click Updates or Update and Security. So with Update and Security, you should be able to update, get your C++ updated here. Now, and by the way, the steps that I just went through are for Windows 10. If you have Windows 8, to get to updates and to get to settings, you move your cursor up and down on the right-hand side, and that brings out what's called the charms bar, which slides out to on the right side, and you'll see settings, and you'll be able to get updates there. If you're using Windows 7 or possibly Vista or even XP, although, you know, again, Microsoft has discontinued updates, most updates for those, they just a few updates, you know, maybe one or two a month, but you'll click Start to Windows Update, and you can get whatever Windows updates they'll give you that way. Now, one of the things that you may need to do if you don't see C++, you see I'm getting actually .NET framework updates coming in here, and I could actually click download because there's an update available for the .NET framework. That's different than C++, but it is something that you can check out. One of the things that we want to go to advanced options, though, and in advanced options, just make sure that you have checked receive updates for other Microsoft products when you update Windows. And I don't know for sure whether C++ requires that or not, but I typically use this because there's other Microsoft products that I do use, including, I use Skype. I also use Microsoft Office, and just in case, if you're not seeing those C++ updates coming in there, you may have to make sure that you turn that on. And last week, we actually went over some of the settings here in the advanced options on the updates. And one of the things that we went over was, I think under delivery optimizations, where you can choose to allow downloads from other PCs. So you can listen to that. If you scroll back to last week's show, you'll be able actually to see that video, and you'll be able to go over that. But hopefully that will answer the C++ question. Now you see that my computer has installed this .NET framework, and this was an update to .NET framework 3.5 and also 4.8 for Windows 10 version 1909. That's the version that I have. The latest version that came out, by the way, is 2004. We'll talk a little bit about 2004. We've been talking about that over the last few weeks, but we'll talk a little bit more about 2004. And one of the rumors that I heard about it deleting files, personal files, when you install it. We'll talk about that when we come back from the next break. But one of the things that you'll see is that I could choose to restart. I shouldn't even point to that, because sometimes with a touchpad, your computer can actually think that you click just by, as you move your, as you lift your finger and move it, Sometimes it'll actually click. You can schedule a restart. You see there's a little icon that has kind of a, looks almost like a recycle icon on the screen. And that's in the lower right-hand corner. A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. And welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is your host, Brian Longworth. And I am hoping that you're enjoying today's show and that you're learning something. And you know what? If you have questions, now's the chance to ask your question. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. That's the number to get on the show to ask your computer-related question. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also ask your question at the live Facebook video that's going on right now. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Click on that link. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can just go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. Find us. We have over 22,000 likes. And when you find us, you'll see that there's a live video going on right now. You can type your question into the comment section. By the way, if you have a question throughout the week that you would like us to cover on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio, we have a post there on our Facebook page that you can type your question in, and we'll cover that on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. We also want to let you know, even if you're not where you can watch our video right now, you can go there at your convenience because it will be recorded. It'll be available, and you can watch that at your convenience. Now, we want to let you know and remind you that we have technicians standing by today ready to work on computers and resolve computer problems. And our phone number in the shop is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
Like, for instance, that Mark Zuckerberg is going to start charging people for Facebook, that if you send this email to 24 of your friends and they send it to 24 of their friends, then you can keep that from happening. Those types of questions, or you might see virus alerts, you know, that there's a virus. Don't click on a message from so-and-so because it's a scam and it's a virus. And by the way, those types of things do happen. But, sometimes those messages can be fake messages. And I actually saw one of my relatives send out a message just yesterday that said that there was actually that the new version of Windows 10 actually will delete your files. So this is something that we have not seen the new version of Windows 10 deleting your files. In fact, what happens when your computer updates? What happens is that you actually, if you're updating your computer to the new version of Windows through the Windows Update system, it will just do an update. It will do an upgrade. It will reboot the computer. It will take longer. These feature updates, those are the major updates going from version, let's say, 1809 to 1903 or to 1909 or to 2004. There are many. We've talked about these feature updates. There are many feature updates that have been out over the years. But one of the things that with the feature updates, they do take longer when you do the update. It takes longer to do the update, but once you know the update is done as an update, it's not done actually as a new installation where it wipes out your files. So this is something that you want to make sure that you're just that you don't fall for this. Now, if you happen to download the Windows 10 2004 download, let's say, the Media Creator, and you installed it on a USB key, and then you copied that or you launched the installation from that USB key from within Windows, you'll have a choice when you do the update that way. You'll have a choice on whether you want to save everything or whether you want to actually do a clean install. And if you do a clean install, then you wouldn't have any data, because you chose to do a clean install. But that's the only way, really, that your data would be compromised or damaged from Windows 10. Now, this is something that again, sometimes you'll see these messages that come out. They're not always legitimate messages, so you don't have to be scared about the new version of Windows 10 2004. You know, one of the things I did go over last week, sometimes it is good to wait a little bit. In fact, one of our technicians, Robert, many of you that have been brought your computers into a faster PC. You probably know Robert. You probably talked to him. He's probably worked on many of your computers. I know many of our listeners, he's worked on their computers and solved quite a few problems. Well, Robert, actually, one of the things that he did, he installed Windows 2004 very early on. When I say early on, I mean probably about 2 months ago. And one of the things that he did when he installed 2004 is he noticed that he had a problem with his network adapters. And we've talked about this. That problem, by the way, was resolved. It was resolved with a update to his drivers. And the driver, by the way, you know, there's a lot of terminology in computers. And one of the things we'll try to do is try to explain, you know, if you listen, my wife loves Lucy. I love Lucy. And one of the things that that Ricky sometimes, you know, he talks because he has a Cuban accent. You know, he says, you know, Lucy, you've got some explaining to do. We will try to explain some of the terminology. So a driver is actually a small piece of software that allows the operating system. In this case, we're talking about Windows 10, but it could be Windows 8, could be Windows 7. All operating systems use drivers. Even Linux uses drivers. They allow the operating system to communicate with the hardware. Well, there was a new driver that came out for his network card, and that solved the network issue that he was having with 2004. By the way, if he would have waited maybe a month or two to install 2004, he wouldn't have had the problem because the updated driver would have been available, and he wouldn't have had the issue most likely. So you know, some of those emails that you get sometimes, they're not always, you know, or a Facebook message, a Facebook post, they're not always legitimate and not always where they're actually something that you really, really should take to heart. And if you're concerned about it, you could definitely always call us. You could even call this radio show, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or just message us on our Facebook message, and we'll actually over there, actually one of the things that we're doing, we're actually streaming the show live right now. You can type your question into the comment section, and we'll go ahead and answer those questions, right from there as well. So one of the things, we did have a customer that was in the shop yesterday, and she was asking about how to organize files on her computer. And she said, you know, I really want to know how to organize my files, because, you know, I want to have things in an organized manner. Now, you know, everyone, by the way, has a different version of organization. Some people are very organized, and some people are, their method of organization is either disorganized or maybe it's kind of peculiar. One of the things that we can do, I'll actually switch over to a full screen. And again, I'll try to verbally describe this for those that are listening just on the radio, but know that you can visit our Facebook page. If you're not able to watch Facebook, the Facebook video right now, you can actually go over to our Facebook page at your convenience. You'll be able to see things and watch what's going on. Now, one of the things that by default, Microsoft is going to organize your documents in the documents folder. Now, you could choose a different location for that. And there's a little quick access on the left-hand side. What I just did, let me explain what I just did. I held down the Windows key on my keyboard. That's the key that looks like a four-pane window. Or, depending on the version of computer you have, if you have a computer, maybe you have a keyboard that's a cheap keyboard. And when I say cheap keyboard, they didn't want to pay Microsoft to use the logo, the Windows logo. So some keyboards will just say WIN on the Windows key. Some keyboards will have an earlier logo that is kind of like a Windows flag. But the new Windows 10 logo is a four-pane window, and it's a little bit offset, a little bit at an angle, but it's to the left of the space bar and to the left of the Alt key. So it's between the Alt key and the Control key. You can hold that Windows key down and then press E. That'll bring up the Windows Explorer. And then on the left-hand side, you have Quick Access. So the Quick Access just gives you, this really is just a shortcut, is really what you, shortcuts what you're looking for of files and folders that you go to very often. Some of these will be default, and some of them you'll actually create. Now, one of the things you can do, though, is you can actually click this PC down below, or depending on the version of your operating system, it might say computer or my computer. You can, by the way, change what it says also just by right-clicking and going up to renaming. But go to your C drive. Most people are only going to have a C drive. I have a C drive and a D drive just because, well, I do a lot with audio and video, and we do a lot of audio production for this radio show. Our church has radio shows on WPSL and WCNO, and we do video production for, we send out our videos of our sermons to YouTube and also to Facebook. So that is something that requires a lot of storage, and I'm actually going to have to do something with my storage. If you saw, it was fairly close to being used up there. But by default, Microsoft is going to put your user files in the users directory now, or folder. That's in the C drive by default. Now, if you have Windows XP, it would be in the Documents and Settings folder. But since Vista 7, 8, and all the versions of 10, your user profiles are in the users folder. So you go in here to the users folder. Now, some programs will store data in the public folder and inside of public documents. So you want to actually just be aware of that some programs may, Intuit by default, will store QuickBooks files there. But you don't have to do that. I typically will move them to another location. But anyway, you're going to have the public folder in Windows XP that was called the All Users folder in Windows XP. But you're also going to have a user folder for your username. And that may be your full name. It may be an abbreviation. It may just be user. It may be owner. Could be whatever your computer was set up when it was set up and originally. So mine, I'll just double click there on my folder. And that opens up the various folders. Now, inside of here, you have desktop. Those are the folders and files that are on your desktop. You also have downloads. You also have favorites. You also have music. You have OneDrive, which you may or may not use OneDrive. You see, I also have Dropbox. We've talked about Dropbox, and we've talked about OneDrive on this show and in the past. Also, pictures and videos. These are some of the major folders. But most people are going to store their folders inside of documents. Now, I actually don't store most of my files inside of documents. If you look in my C drive, I actually have a My Folders, My Files folder. That came over from WordPerfect. WordPerfect would put files in My Folders or My Files. So I have a My Files folder, and then I also have a separate drive, which is a D drive, and in there I have a My Files folder as well. Most of my data actually goes into one of those two folders. But you can actually organize your data in a number of ways, and we want to actually show you how you can do this. And again, for those that are listening on the radio, I'll be describing this and just letting you know how to do this, but also know that you can go to our Facebook page afterward. If you're not able to go there now, that's fine. You can go there at your convenience, because this video will be up there We will save it right after the show is over, and you'll be able actually to see this. You'll be able to see the steps that we're going through to organize your data. And again, we'll go over some various ways to do this, and we're going to have to take a break, but we'll be, when we come back, we'll actually go over this. Faster PC. You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have Technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
Well, let's say you wanted to just use the Microsoft default folder locations for your files. So again, we're going into users and then my user profile or your user profile, which is not going to be the same as mine, but you should know which is your files. If you're not sure, let's say there's more than one username other than the public, and you're not sure which one is yours. Go out to your desktop. Well, go out to the desktop. You can get a quick way to get there is to hold down the Windows key and press D for desktop. That'll take you out to the desktop. And then you can look at some of the files that are out there. And you see, I have some temp CSV files on my computer. So if I go back, I'm going to go back to that Windows folder, that profile folder, the profile folder, just by holding down the Alt key and pressing Tab, that will actually toggle between the programs that are open. It's a real quick way to get back to where you just were or to another program, unless you get a whole bunch of programs open, which I happen to do from time to time. But one of the things that you'll want to do is actually go in here to desktop, and you see I have the temp.csv files and temp2 and temp3 and temp4.csv files. So that's a good indication that this is the correct profile. Again, that's only if there's more than one profile other than the public profile and you're not sure which one is yours. That's a quick way to do it, is just to look at your desktop. If you don't have any files on your desktop, let me show you a way you can get files on your desktop just to test. You can actually right-click, go down to New, go to Text Document, and type Test. And, so you're going to, again, right-click on a blank spot on your desktop. That brings up a pop-up menu. And then you go up to New and over to Text Document. And you can just type, just create a test document. Just name it whatever you want to. I named mine Test. And then if I go in here to the desktop, I see that file here. So again, that's a real good way to make sure that this is the correct folder. Most people, their data is going to be in documents. And when I say data, there's all kinds of different data. There's video data, there's photo data, but let's assume that it's document data. So document data is by default going to be in your documents. If you create, let's say, a Word document or an Excel document. So in here, let's say you wanted to have some folders to organize. So one way that you could organize is you could organize by year. So if you wanted to organize by year, this is 2020, you can actually right-click on a blank spot here in the documents folder, go down to New and over and up to Folder. Another way you can do it, on the bar at the top, the ribbon bar at the top, you have a new folder icon. So if we click on that, that creates a new folder, and it just calls it New Folder. But we can rename it. We're going to rename this 2020. So you could put all of your documents from 2020 into that 2020 folder. Now, let's say you wanted to organize things a little bit differently. Let's say you had some financial data that you wanted to have in a financial folder. You could actually right-click, go down to New. That brings up, again, a pop-up menu. Go to New and then over to Folder, or click the New Folder button at the top. Left-click on New Folder, and then you could type Financial. Or, you know what, maybe just in case someone gets a hold of your computer,
You don't want them to know that your financial stuff is in a folder named financial. So you could name this Bean Sprouts. You can name it whatever you want to name it, but just know that Bean Sprouts stands for financials. Or you can name it financials, you know, if that's easier for you. But you can then put your financials into this financials folder or Bean Sprouts or whatever you wanted to name it. You also may have personal data and data that is for work or maybe a business or maybe you're writing a book or maybe you volunteer at your church or your synagogue or for a civic organization. So let's just assume you wanted to create a folder that's for personal. So we can create a personal folder. You also may want to create, let's say you do some work for your church and you want to create one for church. You could also create one. Let's say you do some work with the Rotary Club. So you could actually have one for Rotary or Rotary, you know, might even name that Rotary Club. I used to coach my son's baseball team. If when I did that, I had a separate folder for that. So you could actually have a folder for sports, and then inside of that, a folder for baseball if you're into more than one sport. Some people actually, the parents actually coach more than one sport, basketball, baseball, football. But you may just put baseball or you could put sports, and then inside of sports, you can get inside of sports by double clicking on the folder, and then we'll go in and create a new folder and we'll call this baseball. So these are just some examples of some ways that you could organize things. Now, let's say inside of your personal, you actually wanted to have a letters folder. So you could create a letters folder inside of personal, and all of your personal letters would go there. You could also create a financial folder where maybe you would have a spreadsheet that has a budget. Maybe you would keep track of your expenses. Maybe one thing that you could have inside of your financial, maybe you could put all of your bank folders, all of your bank statements. You might want a separate folder for that. So inside of financials, we could actually have bank statements. Now, you could put all of them in there together if you have more than one bank that you deal with. You could also create years inside of this. So if you wanted to put all your 2020 statements there, if you wanted to create separate folders for, let's say you had a Bank of America account, you also had a Chase account, you also had a BB&T account, and you have a brokerage account, you could create separate folders for each of those, or you could put all of those files into this one folder, or you could put it into a, sorted by year. If you sort it by year, one of the things you can do is you can actually name it. The way I like to name files, let me actually show you, I'll actually show and describe the way I name some of my files. What I do, I put a lot of files into, if they're archive files, like PDF files, I'll put them into a scan folder. And so I have scan 2020. Now, I filed for, because our business has to do this, the Florida Department of Revenue, we have to do this on a regular basis, well, a monthly basis. So I filed, and I actually date each file. And you see the way I date it is 2020-08-19. So that's the day I created the document. And then it says what it is, Florida Department of Revenue Sales and Use Tax Return. And then it has the date that it was for, July 2020. Now that, by the way, is when it was due. If I had done it, later, a day later, it would not be on time. So, there's other things that are in here. I typically tend to store information from a lot of different entities in this same folder, but I name them in such a way that I know what they are. And if I need to actually, you know, if I was filing, let's say, Florida Department of Revenue for more than one company, then I could actually indicate that this was for a Faster PC, and I could file a separate return for another company and indicate that that was for that other company. So there's, you can sort your files by naming them also. So in addition to this infrastructure, if you wanted to, let's say, have your bank statement, and let's say this was a, you had a BB&T, you could actually name the file. What I would do is, let's say the statement came out on, let's say your most recent statement came out on July 31st, 2020. So what I would, when I download that file, I would actually name it 2020-0731. Now, the reason I name things that way is, first of all, it's, if you sort by name, it's going to sort by the date that first that the file was created. Now, your organizational system may be different. Maybe you want to sort a different way, but I like things to be sorted by date first. So what that does is it does the year first, 2020, then it does the month, and then it does the day. So if I did 07/31/2020, so what happens is you get some of the months out of order when you do it that way. You can get certain things that are a little bit out of order, but doing it the year first. And by the way, that would only be if you had more than 1 year in the same folder, which sometimes maybe you do. Like, you know, if you were filing, like when we get to file December's sales tax form, I'll actually be filing that in January, but I'll probably put it into, I may put it into the January 2021 folder, or I may put it into the 2020 folder. So there's a lot of different ways that you can organize things. Hopefully this helps you. This is really not designed. No, I didn't really mean that you have to do it this way. I tried to show a few different ways so that you can see the various ways, the various steps that you go through. And again, everyone's organizational system is a little bit different. Maybe you don't want to put all of your, and you might want to put all of the bank statements for every entity in the same folder. That's fine if that's the way you want to do it. But think through how you're going to organize your files, how you're going to be able to, because organizing the files, what that does is it helps you to be able to find the files later on. Because down the road, you'll want to probably be able to find that file. You know, if you need your bank statement or you need proof that you filed a form on the due date, you need to be able to go to there and actually get that information. If you need to know what the form said, it's important for you to go there and get that information. And so hopefully that will actually help. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Lord, Grant Us Revival and Reformation. Grant us a great awakening. We'll look at what God says in the Bible and apply it to this subject. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com, We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com.